This podcast is brought to you by the Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If the president had done his job, from the beginning, all the people would still be alive.
You know what? I think you're making all of this up.
I'm not making this up. Just look at the data. Look at the data.
Well, when you put it that way, nope.
Imagine had he at the State of the Union stood up and said, we've got a pandemic, we got a real problem. Imagine if he had said something. How many more people would be alive?
We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China.
He said it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm not joking. Like, guys like me were the first in my family to go to college.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that Joe Biden,
why am I,
is the first in his family,
the first Kinnock,
ever to go to a university?
In a thousand generations to be able to get the university.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You've called the president's rallies irresponsible, yet you praised peaceful protesting.
There is a big difference between people walking and people sitting down, cheek to jowl, shoulder to shoulder, that causes real serious problems.
I'm sorry, are you a doctor?
Unchained and unstoppable.
This is Susan Connors. She's a Democrat. Susan, welcome.
I look out over my Biden sign in my front yard, and I see a sea of Trump flags and yard signs.
She's also a Republican who voted for President Trump in 2016. Julie, welcome.
How are you feeling now, Julie?
Good evening.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. It appears they've arrested the woman who was putting dog poop, allegedly, in the mailboxes up in Hampden, Maine. We'll have more on that story as we go along. I guess that's breaking news. Breaking news. There's been a new development. The police have cracked the case. But right now I want to talk about a congressional fight here in Massachusetts, the 5th District, the near North Shore, north of Boston. It was represented for many, many decades, abysmally, by Eddie Markey, Fast Eddie Markey. And after Fast Eddie Markey moved up to the Senate, he was succeeded by Catherine Clark, a Colorado native who drifted into the state and decided to run for office like so many do. And she is now the congresswoman, and she's trying to move up through the ranks. She was a coat holder for the fake Indian when the fake Indian was first running. She said she believed that the fake Indian was really an Indian. And, of course, that proved not to be the case at all. But now she's running for re-election, Catherine Clark, in the 5th District of Massachusetts, and her opponent, a Republican opponent, is Caroline Colarusso, who's been a local municipal official in the district, and she's run before. And Caroline is trying to get a debate with Catherine Clark, and Catherine Clark, the blow-in candidate from Colorado, is refusing to debate her, or has been, and we wanted to check in with Caroline and see what was going on. Caroline Colarusso, I thought that Catherine Clark had agreed to debate you.
Well, Howie, she has been avoiding us every chance she has. We sent her a letter in mid-August. She received a letter. We sent it to her campaign headquarters. No response from her at all. We then waited for a live stream on the 3rd of September when Kimberly Atkins from The Globe asked her publicly, will you debate Caroline Colarusso? She answers yes. That's on 9-3. We send her another letter on 9-5, giving her a deadline of 9-11 to respond to our campaign. We have a forum. We have potential host for this debate. Nothing. On 9-15, we turn on the news and see that she's running for assistant speaker of the House under Nancy Pelosi. And that was, I guess, the straw that broke the camel's back on our campaign. That was it. We said we're going to Melrose, Massachusetts. We're going right into her hometown. And we went and took the steps of the library, and we were surrounded by many, many supporters. Many, many Democrats were there, and the voters deserve a debate.
She's just not responding at all. She's not trying to kick the can down the road and saying we've got to wait till the death rate is zero or there's a vaccine. She's just not responding at all.
We included social distancing and safeguards in our letter. However, she has a pattern of not debating. She's never debated. We've spoken to the campaigns who ran against her prior to mine. She's never debated a Republican opponent. And so she's just ignoring us. She hasn't responded to us despite her publicly saying that she would.
Wow. So how much money has she got in her campaign account as opposed to you, Caroline Colarusso?
She has $1.6 million, of which over $800,000 is from special interest groups, PACs in Washington, D.C. We don't have anywhere near that amount of money in our campaign account. So she votes with Nancy Pelosi, lock, step, and barrel. She spent the last 3.5 years, 2 terms, fixated on impeaching a duly elected president. She's also the vice chair of the Democratic caucus. She crisscrosses the nation during the 2018 cycle, getting other progressives elected. She's had her eye off the map of Massachusetts her entire time in Congress.
Kind of like her predecessor.
She's telling us right now. Exactly. She's driving away, Howie. We're in the rearview mirror, and she does not care.
Wow. I think I've spoken to her once, Caroline, when she was in the state Senate, and she was lying about the fake Indian being of Native American heritage. And I called her up one night, and she said, please, Howie, I'm putting my children to bed. I'll call you right back. And I think that was 2012, and I'm still waiting for the call back, Caroline.
You and thousands of other constituents who have emailed her and called her. Look, I'm a select woman. I get back to every person that calls me or emails me. She doesn't get back to anyone. She doesn't call anyone back. There's no way to get in touch with her. She's very, it's all by design. This woman is an elitist, and she has forgotten the common people of this district. And I won't. And I want to tell you, Howie, I'm hearing from so many Democrats who have never voted Republican, who are taking lawn signs, coming to my home, calling me, volunteering, because they realize that the heart and soul of America is on the ballot in November. And they realize that this party is not the party of JFK. It's progressive wing. My opponent is a leader in that progressive wing. And they're running away with the country. And people are smartening up.
And she is from Colorado, right? How long has she lived in this state?
She moved here. I don't know, not sure what year she moved here, but soon after, she ran for school committee. This is all in Melrose. Got elected to school committee, ran for state rep. Got elected to state rep, ran for state senator. Got elected to state senator, ran for congresswoman. Now she's a sitting congresswoman. And what is she doing? She's running to be the assistant speaker, and I think she has her eye on Elizabeth Warren's seat. She has no intention of serving the people of this district or doing anything to help them at all. Her and Pelosi right now are holding up very, very important coronavirus legislation because they want to destroy the Trump economy. Any reason at all. Look, we have the highest unemployment in the country.
It went down a little bit today, Caroline. I was going to mention it later in the hour, but I think we're number 5 or 6 now, something like that. But you're right. It's been number 1 for the last 2 months. It's a problem.
She's got these ideas to bail out. I'm a retired postmaster. I worked for the post office for over 25 years. I was a senior manager. All she wants to do is throw more money at problems and get to the next election cycle so she can buy more votes. People are seeing through her crystal clearly, and she is in big trouble with this race, Howie. I've never seen this many Democrats. I'm in a heavily Democratic district here. I've never seen this many Democrats reach out and want to help on the campaign. We ran out of lawn signs. We had to order more. And if we had the full election cycle, they've shaved a month off with this voting by mail. So now we have a shortened election season. So we really have to try to get the word out. So I appreciate being on the show.
Well, I want to play a cut for you since you used to work in the post office. This was from Joe Biden's town hall last night on CNN. Listen. Caroline.
He's done every single thing, including having a postmaster general who still doesn't know who dismantled those machines, who ordered being to picking up those places to mail your ballots. I mean, it's all about trying to delegitimize the effort.
Did you ever hear anyone describe a mailbox that way, Caroline?
He's incoherent. I feel sorry for the man. He's certainly not competent to lead the country. And people are recognizing that. I mean, what people don't understand about the Postal Service is I was there for many, many years under the Obama administration, at which time there were severe cuts, consolidation, service standard changes. Obama gutted the post office, but you never heard anyone complain. Everyone just fell into line and went along with it. He got a pass. And here you have, you know, a postmaster general trying to do his job, okay, based on the fluctuation in mail volume, a decline in mail volume where the organization has to respond, and he's getting criticized. And it's the legislature, really. This is on their shoulders because they didn't check with the Postal Service to see that service standards were adequate or not. And so now they have people with deadlines mailing in ballots that are artificial that don't meet the deadlines within the USPS. And that's why people are panicking about this. Not because the USPS can't handle it. They can handle it. They're the most efficient government agency. It's the artificial deadlines that were set about mailing in ballots where the problem is.
Caroline, if people in your district, the near North Shore, and it's kind of a gerrymandered district, going back to Markey days, where do they go to read up on you and find out more about your campaign?
Okay, so tomorrow I'm going to be at the Four Seasons in Woburn, the gun shop on Wynn Street, 76 Wynn Street, from 10 to 12. My website is callarussoforcongress.com. Go on the website, click get a yard sign. We want to pepper the district with yard signs. We have a new shipment in. Go on the auto line, and we'll have it delivered right to your house.
And how do you spell Colarusso? I know how. Tell people how to spell it.
Okay, so Colarusso is ColarussoForCongress.com.
ColarussoForCongress.com, and you'll be in Woburn at the gun shop tomorrow from 10 until noon.
Be there greeting. Come on by.
All right. Caroline Colarusso, when the phone don't ring, you'll know it's Catherine Clark, your opponent.
Thanks, Howie.
Thank you. Thanks. If you haven't tried Super Beat Soft Chews yet, you're missing out on a really great product that will give you a lot of energy and is good for your circulation and your blood pressure. And it tastes great, too. Super Beat Soft Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure you need and the energy you want. I love a Super Beats powder, but it requires a little work. You know, you got to spoon it out into a glass, pour water into the glass, and then stir it up, and then drink it down, and then you got to wash the glass and the spoon. With Super Beats soft chews, they're wrapped in foil like they're candy. They taste like candy, but they're good for you. It's good for you. You'll get into the habit of taking them twice a day. I take mine when I get up before I even have my first cup of coffee, and then one before the show. So to give me a boost of energy as I go on the air for 4 hours. It's great. Super Beats soft chews. They can help you like they help me. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in the 3rd one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, located just before the Cactus. From their steak tips and ribs, the Route 1 Grill House has it all. Open now 7 days a week for both outdoor and indoor dining.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you were a Maine voter, who would you vote for? Susan Collins, Sarah Gideon, or someone else?
Susan Collins, no doubt about it.
74% say Susan, 24% say someone else, and 2% would vote for Sarah Gideon.
Sarah Gideon is kind of like the Catherine Clark of Maine, from what I can tell. It's just the, oh boy, they've got some real winners in the on the Democrat side. Grace was reading during Police Blotter Facts, Maine cops hunt woman leaving dog poop in Trump supporters' mailboxes. And the story from the New York Post says, police in Maine are hunting a middle-aged woman who has been dumping dog poop in Trump supporters' mailboxes. Well, guess what? they found the middle-aged woman, and she turns out to be a juvenile. A girl in Maine has confessed to a crappy deed that made headlines in her home state. A minor has admitted she left dog poop in the mailboxes of at least three homeowners in the town of Hampton. Each house had signs displayed in the front yard in support of President Donald Trump.
And well, she's not old enough to vote, but she's leaving poop in people's mailboxes.
Right, and she's also been defacing Trump signs in the front yard, writing comments on the sign. She was seen wearing a purple shirt, jean shorts, and purple Crocs. She had on glasses, a mask, and her hair in a ponytail.
Sounds like a Bernie bro.
The photo has since been deleted from the police department's Facebook page because she's a juvenile, obviously. The girl saw local media reports about the crime and disclosed her involvement to a relative. The girl also confessed during an interview with the police. The Bangor Daily News reports the victims did not want the police to press charges against the girl. What kind of Trump supporters are you? Come on. She should be charged with something. I would have, if she did that to my mailbox, I'd definitely want her charged. The cops confirmed that no charges would be filed at the request of the victims. Tampering with another person's mailbox is a federal crime, et cetera, et cetera. So the police cracked the case, and it wasn't a middle-aged woman. It was a teenager. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, I'm up here in Saco, Maine, sabbatical here.
Yeah.
And I was at the rally yesterday at Camp Ellis that Eric Trump came.
Right.
And you should see how the Channel 8 out of Portland portrayed it as opposed to the way it really was. So first of all, it was Paul LePage who spoke, who's
right.
Lost a tremendous amount of weight, way skinnier.
Right.
And Eric Trump and the fisherman that spoke at the
convention. Yeah.
Yes. And then a local fisherman that's one of our neighbors, that's the seventh generation lobsterman. And the whole rally was about how the Trump has reversed the Obama things that he had passed, and it was going to really, really hurt them. And it was all about these fishermen. And it was 400 or 500 people there. And half the dock was just full of lobstermen and fishermen, right?
Yeah.
And if you watch the Channel 8 thing, right, they showed a snippet of Eric Trump and then the reporter talking about some poll that came out about how everyone in Maine hates him because of COVID. And then they had the Democratic response. They had a lady there respond, like a Democratic response. They never showed the two lobstermen. They never show what the two lobstermen said. And I'm sorry, isn't
you know, Neil, like, Neil, aren't most local newscasts just as bad as CNN or MSNBC? Not all, but most of them.
I know they're all owned, but you would think, well, this is about lobster. Because what Maine survives on lobster and tourism. You're not
right.
Going to talk about this?
Yeah. I agree. I agree. But I'm not surprised, Neil, and you shouldn't be either. I mean, you can't rely on so-called mass media anymore, and I'm sure the Portland Press Herald gave the story a complete leaving alone, unless they wanted to have Eric Trump arrested and quarantined for 2 weeks for coming into the state from New York or wherever he was before his trip. It's to be expected, Neil. Unfortunately, thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. We'll take some, we've got time for another call? No, we haven't got that. We'll take more calls when we come back. Get on board. We're going to take a lot of calls. We also have a letter to Ed Markey from the Massachusetts Police Association about his obnoxious tweet about disarming the police on Monday. And we're looking for the president of the Mass Police Association. Hope he calls in. I'm Howie Carr.
Of all the four seasons, we here at Matthews Brothers love the presidential campaign season the most. Perhaps it's because it's like the other three seasons all rolled into one, those being tourist, mud, and black fly. Like the tourist season, you can't wait for it to arrive, but as soon as it does, you can't wait for it to end. Mud season, because when it starts flying, you just want to keep your head down and pray you don't become part of the landscape. And black fly season, because of all God's creatures, there's nothing more hateful, more annoying, and more ubiquitous than these blood-sucking eating machines. But the main reason we love election season is because their commercials are more annoying than ours. After all, who wouldn't prefer spending 60 seconds listening to the amazing thermal and structural properties of our windows and doors if the alternate is them? Who wouldn't want to hear about our dealer network of better lumber yards and window professionals instead of them? And who wouldn't want to hear about our 166-year history of making wicked awesome windows and doors as opposed to them again? You can learn more about our wicked awesome Maine-made windows and doors, but only at better lumber yards and window professionals or on the web at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's Matthews Brothers with one T, America's oldest window manufacturer.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And people are texting in that, yes, it is a federal offense to put anything other than official mail in residential mailboxes. I think dog poop would be classified, even by Democrat judges, as not official United States mail.
Next time, young lady, use a stamp.
Usually, if you don't have a stamp on it, don't they return it to sender? I don't know if there was a return address on any of that stuff. I don't think so. 774 says, and the Democrats want 16-year-olds to vote. Yep. All right. You know what Ed Markey said the other day? The senator from Massachusetts, he tweeted out that he wanted to disarm the police because the Portland, Oregon police have been using brute force. These are all his words, brute force on peaceful protesters. So he wants to take away tear gas, rubber bullets, et cetera. He wants to take away everything. And I've been asking all week, what does he want to do? Go back to the old ways? Live ammunition, billy clubs, brass knuckles, cattle prods, fire hoses, snarling dogs. I mean, I know they have canine units, but they used to use dogs a lot more promiscuously, shall we say, at least in Boston with the tactical patrol force. But I don't know what he's talking about. And you know what? Neither do the cops. They don't know what he's talking about. So this is from James Guido. He's from Revere. He's the president of the Mass Police Association. Senator Markey, you notice he doesn't say dear Senator Markey. Senator Markey, it is hard to fathom that a United States senator could make such an outrageous statement that is non-factual and a slap in the face to the men and women of law enforcement who put their lives on the line every day protecting their communities. The police do not attack peaceful protesters and have been battling disrespectful, outright lawless rioters nightly in Portland and throughout the country. Senator Markey, you should be ashamed of yourself. It is elected officials like you that have fueled this outrageous behavior. And again, this is the president of the Mass Police Association. There is a difference between peaceful protesting and what is actually taking place in Portland, which could be considered domestic terrorism in our own country. I personally have been a supporter of yours for your entire career in Congress. I can no longer support you, and frankly, you should step down as you are out of touch with the American people. God bless America. That's a good letter. That's a good letter, and I think it expresses the views of most people, whether your police, law enforcement, or not. I mean, it's just so outrageous. Why does Ed Markey think that a record number of people have gotten their firearms licenses this year? Why does Ed Markey think there is a 6-month waiting list in California to get a permit to carry? Why does Ed Markey think that it's difficult to buy ammunition, to find ammunition for a lot of the most popular firearms? Why? Is it because people are afraid of the police, or are they afraid that the police aren't going to be there when they need them? If they're defunded, as the Democrat candidate for president has said he wants to do, is it because they're afraid of police brutality, or are they afraid of the new reimagined criminal justice reforms like in New York City and New York State, where you basically don't have bail anymore, where people are commit violent crimes and are let go and then commit ever more violent crimes? What's the problem? 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, we have another racial imposter, this time from the University of Wisconsin. The fake Indian could not be reached for comment on this. A University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate student resigned from a teaching position after they admitted on social media to falsely claiming to be a person of color. You say, why shouldn't it say she admitted? No, this woman uses she insists on her pronouns are plural.
Maybe she's lying about that too.
I don't know. I don't know, Taylor, but it's a very hard to read story because you keep editing it in your own mind. They have a singular woman, and then they say after they admitted on social media. Their name.
Are you going to do this the whole time?
No,
you're going to self-edit.
I'll do it a couple of. I was thinking back to my old days as a assistant city editor. I was basically the city editor of the Winston-Salem Journal. I was like 24, 25 years old. If I ever had somebody who wrote they as a singular pronoun, one of my reporters, I'd keep a very close eye on them, very close eye, until I could fire them. C.V. Vitalo Haddad apologized for the claims in two posts on the writer platform Media last week and said that they were leaving their post as co-president.
I just looked her up. I can tell you this. She looks like a they.
As co-president. Wait, is she co-president because she's a man and a woman? Is that it? Are there two C.V. Vitalo Haddads? As co-president of the university's Teaching Assistants Association, so deeply sorry for the ways you are hurting right now because of me, Vitalo Haddad.
Shouldn't it be us?
That's just what I was thinking. You can't just go back and forth with your pronouns. You've got to be singular or plural. Aren't there any rules now for gender fluid human beings? I'll let it this. So sorry for the ways you are hurting right now because of us. We have let guesses about our ancestry become answers we wanted but couldn't prove. I'm editing this now. We have let people make assumptions when we should have corrected them. The admission from Vitalo Haddad comes after an anonymous post on Medium accused them, meaning her, of misleading the public about their, meaning her, racial and ethnic identity. And CNN just goes right along with it like this is the most natural thing in the world. An assistant vice chancellor at UW told CNN that Vitalo Haddad is not currently a teaching assistant, adding, they are a doctoral student. They are a doctoral student. I'm sorry, that may be politically woke, but it's not grammatically correct. They are doctoral students, or she is a doctoral student. In a separate incident early this month, an associate professor at George Washington University admitted to lying about being black for most of her life after it came out that she is a white Jewish person from Kansas City. In a separate incident several years ago, a tenured professor at Harvard Law School admitted that she had been faking it as an American Indian since the 1980s when she had a lousy job as a teaching assistant at a second-tier law school. But after deciding to check the box, she suddenly got an offer of a tenured position first at an Ivy League law school, the University of Pennsylvania, and then at another Ivy League law school, Harvard University Law School. I'm just editing that as I went along. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is again vowing that he will not deport any illegal aliens until they commit a crime, a felony against an American alien, against an American citizen. Here he is saying this, and of course he's going to get lost as he says it. Cut 20.
There are going to be no deportations in the first 100 days of my campaign.
I want to pause it there because he says his campaign, not his
administration.
Presidency.
Right. Yeah. So in other words,
he's already broken that promise.
He's fulfilled that promise. Yeah, because he didn't deport anybody.
He didn't, but there have been deportations, I'm sure.
Okay, keep going.
All right. You are going to freeze deportations?
Freeze deportations for the first 100 days. And only people will be deported are people who committed a felony while here. That's number one. I lost that line.
Yeah, well, but that's good because we could talk you and I on that.
Okay.
I lost that line. Okay.
As he squinted and looked over the shoulder of the interviewer at an off-camera screen, presumably.
A teleprompter. Good Lord. It's very sad. Very sad.
That's very sad if they're actually allowing teleprompters during over-the-shoulder interviews like that. And not just, you can get away with it in a Zoom meeting because nobody can see the rest of your house. But if a journalist sits down with you and, you know, Joe Biden's campaign manager comes over and says, hey, mind if we place this right behind you?
But they're not journalists, of course, Taylor. That's
the thing.
Here's
a list of questions that you can ask in this particular order, please, because that's how we have the prompter programmed. And they say yes. You should lose your job and your credentials.
They're all partisans. They're all part of everything that you learn in the history books. Like they used to say that at the beginning of the Republic, there weren't any objective newspapers. There were Federalist newspapers that supported Washington and the Adamses and Alexander Hamilton. And there were Democrat Republican newspapers that supported Thomas Jefferson and Madison and Monroe. And you thought, wow, that's weird that the parties would have their own newspapers. Now the Democrats not only have all the newspapers, they have most of the websites and they have most of the TV stations too. But this is a real recipe for disaster. We've already seen this recipe for disaster. They don't now oftentimes convict people, illegal aliens, of felonies because they know that ICE is then going to grab them and deport them. So they reduce the sentences and they just continue to commit greater and greater crimes. Like the classic example in Boston being the homeless African who was robbing banks downtown, very violently robbing banks. One of the tellers said that it was the most frightened she'd ever been, and she'd been in several bank robberies. But they didn't want to deport the homeless African, because he would have been deported if they'd sentenced him on federal charges. So they gave him a year and a day in state prison. He got out after 7 months after robbing two banks downtown. Whitey Bulger, by comparison, did 9 years for robbing banks in the 50s and 60s. So he gets out and he goes over to Andrew Square in South Boston and he slits the throat of two anesthesiologists who, by the way, were immigrants themselves. That's what this is going to produce more of. 844-500-4242. I recently had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is just recently. He's a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV every day, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for any number of reasons. Perfect Smiles is not a problem in that regard. It's conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, just off the highway. Parking is plentiful and free. I was impressed when I went there to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. And believe it or not, some of these new protocols make a visit more pleasant. It's easier to get your teeth cleaned and whatever repairs made that have to be done. To see for yourself and to get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles, change your smile, change your life. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back. All the callers, we'll take some more calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Aviva Trattoria. From their famous chicken parm to their gluten-free menu, Aviva Trattoria has it all with locations in Marlboro, Westford, Wrentham, and Maynard. Stop in today or find them at AvivaTrattoria.com.
Hi, this is Val from Long Meadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Officer Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Officer Mark.
Howie, we would like to thank you for taking our call.
Yeah, by the way, someone wanted to know what ethnic group they are claimed to be a member of. They of course, claim to be black. And, in fact, they were of Sicilian heritage. Sicilian.
Ah, okay. That makes total sense with the rest of that story. But did you know that we, guys like us, they were the first in our generations to go to our university? In 1,000 generations? I can't believe he's gotten that story out again. Doesn't anyone read history?
Well, Officer Mark, what was even worse, what was more inexplicable is that he was being given rave reviews for saying that, as if either they didn't know or they thought we didn't know and they just thought they could put it right by us.
Yeah, yep. Then that's the whole strategy of the campaign. They're just going to count on people saying, oh, wow, I didn't know that about old Joe. That's great. He's one of us. If I spoke like that in public, I would be, get the net. That would be the next response from my employer.
I know. When you're bragging about being something, the odds are you're really not what you're bragging about. You know, there are certain things that you have to let other people say about you. Grace and I talk about this all the time. If you're, you know, you never say, and he said this over and over again, I'm the smartest guy in the room, or I'm smarter than you. If you tell someone you're smarter than they are, chances are you're not. You know, if you
Come
say
on,
you're,
man.
If you say you're a tough guy, yeah, I mean, who in their right mind is telling somebody else that they want to take them out behind the barn? You know, though that's just he is such a buffoon. I saw a meme online today, and he was a picture of him angry, and he says, "I'm not senile," and then underneath is, "I've always been a dumbass," and that's true. But you can be a dumbass and senile at the same time. Thanks for the call, Officer Mark. 844-500-4242. It's amazing. Why are these racial fakers being busted? This is now 2 in 2 weeks, and they were both outed on social media. How did this happen all of a sudden?
White guilt really does weigh on a person.
What do you think they turned themselves in Wisconsin?
One of them did.
Connie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Connie.
Hi, Howie.
Yes.
Hi, I'm glad you're there. I was going to mention your correction of the use of the word they, which just got me live in a drop that I was doing, making supper so I could call you. But since Officer Mack already commented, requesting permission to state the obvious.
Yes, go ahead.
The part of this country has no idea of the definition of racism.
Yeah.
Everything they call racist isn't. For example, here's the definition of racism. Choosing a running mate based on her race.
Right. Solely on the basis of her race. Yeah. What the definition of racist now is somebody I don't like. That's, at least for the left, that's what racist means. Somebody I disagree with. You are a racist. You are someone I disagree with. You are a Trump supporter. You have a job. You work for a living. You believe in God. You believe in freedom of speech. You own a firearm, a legal firearm. You're a life member of the NRA. You must be a racist. All right, everybody, have a good weekend. Thanks for the call, Connie. I'm Howie Carr.
Hey, Howie, I see you got a haircut again.
Yes, I did, Grace. It looks good, doesn't it?
It definitely looks better than that haircut you got a few years ago before you met the president. Remember that bad buzz cut, Howie?
Geez, you love bringing that up, don't you?
Well, I just think that your bad haircut was a true testament to the wonderful work of Dr. Hines at DiStefano Hair Restoration. Because even though you looked crazy at the time, your hair grew back, and now you look as dapper as ever.
That's true. Dr. Hines did such a wonderful job on my hair. I love waking up every day not worrying about bald spots or a dreaded comb over. I now have a thick head of hair, and the best part of it is, it's my hair. Getting a DiStefano hair restoration was the best decision I ever made.
Well, besides hiring me, right, Howie?
Like I said, Grace, it was the best decision I ever made.
You heard him, guys. Go to hairman.com to get the hair you've always wanted. Get hair like Howie's. Go to DiStefano Hair Restoration. They have 5 locations in New England, and they are open for business. That's hairman.com.